Now, some news from the world of sports, and if there were any doubts as to whether the Boston Red Sox have solved their power woes from 2017, when they were last in home runs of the American League, consider this. Through the first 47 games of this season, the 2018 Red Sox have hit more home runs than any Red Sox team in franchise history through that same time frame. One of the players making that stat a reality is J.D. Martinez, the slugger signed as a free agent in the offseason, who's launching baseballs into the stands in all directions. He had two dingers yesterday in Boston's 5-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles. His first home run, a pesky pole special, just inside the right field foul pole, which is named after former Red Sox shortstop Johnny Pesky. It's kind of a routine pop fly in nearly any other ballpark, but with the pole jutting out just about 308 feet from home plate, a ball can get out if it's angled just right. And Martinez got a little ribbing from his teammates for getting a four-bagger of the variety more associated with singles hitters. But the same players who were kidding him about that home run were left with their jaws agape later in the game when Martinez hit his second home run of the game, a mammoth blast to the very deepest part of Fenway, over the 408-foot triangle area and into the bleachers, a tremendous home run, and Jay's 15th of the year, J.D.'s. That has him tied for the major league lead with his teammate Mookie Betts. Andrew Benintendi also went yard with a two-run blast. Eduardo Rodriguez got the win, a curious one, given that the Orioles had 13 hits on the afternoon and yet didn't score a run. Erod gave up 9 of those hits, but he scattered them, a single here, a single there. 7 strikeouts and over 5 2/3 innings later, Erod had his 4th win of the year. Red Sox are now headed on the road for a series against the suddenly hot Tampa Bay Rays. They'd won 6 in a row before losing to the Angels yesterday. The New York Yankees are on cruise control as well, keeping pace with the Red Sox for first place in the AL East after a 10-1 drubbing of the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City. Despite the power surge, the biggest positive for the Yankees in this one was the best pitching performance of the year for Sonny Gray, 8 innings to get the win. Gray had been scuffling as the one weak link in the Yankees' pitching rotation this season, but he dominated the Royals yesterday, struck out 5 and walked just 1. Tyler Austin hit a pair of 2-run homers to lead the relentless Yankee offense. They take their modern-day murderer's row lineup to Texas to face the Rangers tonight. The New York Mets like what they're seeing from promising rookie Ahmed Rosario, including the 2 home runs that he hit yesterday and a 4-1 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rosario is just 22 years old and becomes the youngest Met to hit multiple home runs in the same game since Lasting's Millage did it in 2007. Noah Syndergaard got the win, his 4th of the year, striking out 7. To the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and what's happening in Vegas is most definitely not staying there. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team newly minted in the NHL in their very first season of existence, are going to the Stanley Cup Finals after beating the Winnipeg Jets 2-1 yesterday to take the Western Conference Finals in 5 games. Ryan Eaves, a player who was taken in the supplemental draft and acquired in a trade, tipped home the game winner. Now, first, a little perspective. Yes, this is an expansion team, and yes, what they're doing is amazing, and it's worthy of praise. But this is also an NHL team stocked with veteran players from virtually every team in the league, including goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who has 3 Stanley Cup rings already from his years back stopping the Pittsburgh Penguins. He just happens to be playing as well or better now than he did with Pittsburgh. He made 31 saves to get the win yesterday. James Neal is on the team, a power forward and prolific goal scorer that many teams would love to have. The Knights were allowed to pluck 2 players from each NHL team that were left unprotected so they could stock their roster. And what's happened is that those players deemed expendable by their old teams are having career seasons and playing with a chip, perhaps a poker chip given the team's locale, on their collective shoulders. But these expansion Knights are nowhere near as hapless as, say, the California Golden Seals, who entered the league in the first great expansion in 1967 and were doormats for the rest of the hockey teams they played. This appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals, not unprecedented. The St. Louis Blues made the finals in their first year of existence. But to be fair to Vegas, that was in a year when 8 of 12 teams made the playoffs, and all the expansion teams were in the same conference with each other. So a path to the playoffs was much, much easier. When the Blues did reach the finals that year, they were swept easily by the Montreal Canadiens. That is not going to happen with this Vegas team. I would prefer that they paid some dues a bit before getting to the finals and getting the greatest trophy in sports, but even though we don't know yet if they're going to play Washington or Tampa Bay, it does not matter. No way did these Knights get this far without winning at all. They are a team of destiny. They're defying all the odds the makers set for them in their home city when the season began. It is truly remarkable. NBA Western Conference Finals, the Golden State Warriors regrouped after a Game 2 loss to Houston. They pasted the Rockets 126-85 last night to take a 2-1 lead behind 35 points from Steph Curry. Rafael Nadal won the Italian Open tennis tournament, and he will enter the French Open as the number one men's player in the world, regaining that ranking. And locally, after nearly a decade behind the bench as the head coach of the girls' high school basketball team at Rice Memorial High School, Tim Rice is stepping down from that post. The Burlington Free Press reports Rice is citing health concerns as his reason for retiring. Rice needed medical attention after collapsing during a game against CVU in February, and in 2015 he survived a similar incident at UVM. Under Rice's tenure, the Green Knights captured back-to-back girls' one-division titles in high school basketball in 2011 and again in 2012.